Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Hello.
And Chris.
Hello.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic to discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us on interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. This week, we are talking about marry a person who loves you, but that you will never love, or marry someone you love, but who will never love you.
Oh, this is easy.
Okay. I have a question already.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you guys think there's any love in the Trump Melania marriage?
Oh my gosh! Wow, that came out of left field. No.
You think that's just purely convenience?
I don't know.
I think Trump probably thinks there's love there. I think he has a feeling
in his loins,
and he. Sorry.
I got some.
I'm gonna go
feelings.
Drink some fucking bleach because that was disgusting. Yeah, I think he has that feeling, and he thinks that's love. And I think Melania is probably at this point is too far in. It's like when you were in high school and you were taking trumpet lessons and you fucking hated the trumpet, but like you've been taking trumpet lessons for, 3 years, so you're just gonna stick it out for the fourth year. Yeah, that's Melania's life. Like that.
That's sunk cost.
Yeah,
I really like that it's the trumpet lessons.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. I never would want to judge someone's relationship that I am not able to witness in person.
What? Wait, what do you do all day then?
Yeah, I know, right? I wish for all people to be happy. I've known people that were trapped inside of unhappy marriages, and I hate to think that anyone would be that, regardless of how disgusting or deplorable person they are.
So wait. Like you hate to think of that, and yet you're making us choose.
Yeah, you picked this, which no matter what.
Well, no. Well, I'm talking about like the relationship specifically that you were talking about, the Trump Melania thing. Like, I don't know.
Trumps.
Like everyone deserves to be happy. I don't know.
No.
Maybe they actually.
Disagree.
Maybe they don't. All right.
All right. Sorry, I sidetracked us there.
So, despite the sidetrack, it's I love somebody and they don't love me, or. I don't love somebody, but they do love me.
Yeah. So either way, you're married to this person and you are spending the rest of your lives together.
Is there, and there's no option for divorce? Like, even if they don't love me, they're not going to divorce me?
No, you're together. You're together.
Okay.
People stay in loveless marriages all the time. I have one relative who hasn't slept in the same bed as her spouse for a tremendous number of years. But they won't get a divorce because of religious beliefs.
Sure,
so,
the Jesus makes you do crazy things.
Yeah.
I also know someone who has parents that don't sleep in the same bed.
There you go.
I've heard that there's a new trend for people who are not very good sleepers, like really light sleepers, or they snore a lot, to have two separate beds. Which is sort of harkening back to the 50s.
Like Brady Bunch styley?
The what?
Brady Bunch styley.
Yeah, exactly. And it has nothing to do with whether they're, whether they love each other or not. It's just, anyway, wow. Speaking of sidetrack.
Life is depressing. Let's just get back to that real quick.
Right.
So you're married to this person and either you really love them, but they just will never love you, or they really love you, but you just don't love them.
Does the person who's doing the loving, do they suspect that the other person doesn't love them? Or do they outright know?
I would say that they suspect, but I wouldn't say that they would absolutely know. Because this is the thing. Like, say you and I didn't love each other.
You don't love each other.
Okay. I'm going to assume that we do love each other for now. But if we didn't love each other.
Do you know?
Yeah, for at least 20 more minutes, right? Got to get this episode out.
Yeah, so I know that you are never going to love me. even though I love you, I can at least start to deal with that grief and deal with those feelings and just suck up the fact that we're going to be married forever. And that's just kind of the way it is. You know, like I can make adjustments. I can find fulfillment from other things. But if I kind of suspect that maybe you don't love me, but I'm not sure. I feel like that's even worse.
Hmm.
How if I don't love you, how am I acting towards you?
I mean, you act like I'm your friend. You know, you're nice to me and you probably go through some of the motions, but
oh, I think you are actually describing a lot of marriages right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually
like
probably,
people after like 20 years are basically just roommates.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I didn't say us. Yeah, I said other people.
This
I know. We're at 18
years. Yeah, we're
years
at 18.
This year
we're,
together,
not,
so.
We're not there yet.
Gosh, you guys have been married for 18 years. That's fucking crazy.
Well, no. Together for 18
years. Sure. Okay.
We got married on our 5-year anniversary.
That's still fucking a long-ass time.
I know. It just makes me feel super old.
This seems really easy to me, but as the more I think about it, the more I realize that I'm just a terrible person, and that's why it's easy.
You'd want to be with the person that you don't love?
Yeah. Yeah, because it feels good to be loved. Even if you do not reciprocate, it feels fucking terrible to love somebody and be constantly reminded in a thousand small ways that they don't love you.
Yeah.
And I think whether you know it or not, if you don't know it, you have a suspicion and you just kind of let it go because you're getting through. But it's just the death of a thousand cuts, and that sounds terrible, and I'd much rather someone else go through that than me.
Well, but think about the way that you're going
to
have
to say.
The way that you're going to have to act to kind of put on appearances, though.
Yeah, like, so what? I have to leave a fake lead a fake life. Like, I mean, not the first time. Truly not the first time.
Like perpetual dishonesty wouldn't start to bug you a little bit?
Oh, it's definitely going to bug me, and I'm probably not going to be an incredibly great partner. But again, I'd rather have somebody else go through that than me. And since I get the choice, that's kind of what I'm going to go for, is what I'm thinking. Which, again, I understand. It makes me a terrible person. It's just kind of where my head's at. Like, I get to decide whether I'm the one that gets kind of beaten down and treated like shit by somebody that doesn't love me, or mm-hmm. I get to do that to somebody else. Like, I'd much rather do that to somebody else than get treated like that.
Fair enough.
That is
Joshua, where are you sitting on this one?
I don't want to state this as though it's like the most important thing, but I think it is very important. What's the libido level like of the two people?
No, I think that's important. Sex
because,
is important.
You know, if the person who isn't in love with the other person is just never, ever, ever wants to have sex, and the other person has a really, really active libido, then I think that could cause a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, my instinct is that, I mean, even with married couples, it doesn't always match. Like, people that
do
love each other.
No, it doesn't match.
But my instinct is like, you don't love this person, so that's going to affect your libido. Because let's just say,
my experience. But
let's just say that this person, this other person isn't so attractive, or you're not so attractive that would be enough for you to want to get busy with them all the time. Like, they're not, and when I say attractive, I don't mean like good looking, like they've got a hot bod. But, you know, there's just not enough about them to make you feel like you passionately want to make sweet love to them.
Okay, but when it comes down to it, you could be like, all right, I gotta do this time. I gotta go through the motions this time.
Like I said, yeah, you might go through the motions.
I have a question. And maybe the answer is it's this or that, and so shut up. But if I don't love them and I'm not insanely attracted to them, why did I marry them?
They claim to be a 10 billionaire and they like to license their name all over the world.
Oh, Jesus. Well, let's just say like the moment you got married, all of a sudden things changed.
Oh, okay. Fair. Yeah. Okay. I dig it.
So
doesn't change my mind, but
went poof. Bye-bye, love. Poof, poof.
Joshua, I mean, what are you thinking?
I think that I'm going to side with you, Chris, and we are going to
Shocker.
Be opposite of Danielle on this.
I think we are, too.
Because I have feelings.
Yes, I think that's what it is. I think...
Danielle's a good person, and we're terrible.
I can very easily fall into the groove of just like, yeah, this is just my roommate. It's cool.
Right.
And it's too bad. They feel awful all the time, but I feel just fine.
Yeah, I'm
fine. I got someone
fine.
Paying half the mortgage.
And we bang sometimes.
Yeah, see, that's like, I would just be like, I'm going to hell for this.
But you want to take that, Danielle, you want to take that on yourself? Like, that's how you want to live your life? To be, like, the one that is always chasing after the other person?
I don't know. I've been that person for, I don't know, like, through my entire teen years, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, I think all of
maybe
us
maybe as an adult I could
person.
Deal with it a little bit better. I don't know. I mean, not just my mind isn't necessarily made up on this because I can kind of see both sides. Like, do you really want to just like sign yourself up for a life of misery when really like there's no reason for it? Like, this person doesn't love you, and why do you love them if they don't love you? That's a question that, you know, right. I've asked myself a lot of times, like when I was younger, when there was, you know, a boy I had a crush on or that I felt like I really loved him, but he had no regard for my feelings. And I know a lot of us have been in relationships like that, and it's awful. Like, all you do is question your own worth just based on somebody else's judgment of you, which is absolutely terrible because this person can't even just like come out and say it.
Right.
You know?
So, okay, here's another question. So, Chris is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yes, that's been confirmed several times over.
Clearly. Is he so much of a piece of shit that he has wandering eyes? Is he going to try to step out on this lady?
I don't know.
No.
I mean,
wait,
there's
do
no
I?
Rules saying that you have to be faithful.
Oh, man. I don't think I'm...
It's the right thing to do, but that doesn't mean that you have to do it.
God, there's limits to even my depravity. Like, I think if I'm in a marriage, God, I would like to think that if I'm in a marriage where they love me and I don't love them, and that's the marriage, then the least I can do is not fuck other people. Like, that is literally the least I
can
do.
Tell you, for me, I'm like thinking the opposite.
What?
If I'm with someone who loves me and I just don't care about them, like, I need to get that fulfillment from somewhere else. And it's not just like the I need to get laid as much as the like I need emotional fulfillment. This person loves me, but they're just not for me.
Oh, well, sure.
I know,
yeah,
that
like I probably
terrible.
Have like a work wife or something like that. You know, somebody that can, you know, I can flirt with or banter with or whatever. But
a physical relationship with them.
No,
you don't think you would, at least.
I would like to think that I wouldn't. That sacrifice is the least I can do for somebody that loves me, even though I don't love them.
But Danielle, you might.
That.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not expect that.
Neither did I. This is fascinating. Cause,
I think that I might try to work out an arrangement.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But yeah. I wouldn't go behind their back.
I mean, unless that's what they wanted.
And it sounds like that's what you would do, Danielle.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends what's on the table. I mean, if you are with someone and you're stuck with them for the rest of your life and you don't love them, but they love you, to me, I feel like there's a lot of negative to that, too.
Right.
Oh, man. But then,
you know what I mean?
If they love you and you don't love them, and you're the one that brings up the, like, hey, what do you think of an open relationship?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
you're
that's not
such
going
a piece
over
of
well.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a piece of garbage, man.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
You really are. Because they love you so much, and they might just say that's okay.
And they're never bringing that up. They're never going to
offer
Right, and that.
According to the rules, we're never going to get a divorce. So.
Yeah, you're with this person for the rest of your life. So being in a relationship with someone who loves you, but you don't love them, that to me is almost as bad as being in love with someone and having them not love you back, because you are pretty much relegated to a life where you can never love anybody.
Yes, okay, yes. But on a day-to-day basis, I still feel better if I'm being loved rather than not being loved. And
but do you want to be loved by someone that you don't love?
Well, no. I'd rather be in a relationship where I love them and they love me. But apparently, that's not an option right now.
No, it sure isn't.
So between the two, I'm gonna pick where I'm gonna pick the one where I feel better because I don't even know this other person right now. So yeah. And if I cared that much about them where I'd want to put their feelings first, then I'd love them, and therefore I'd pick the other side, but then it wouldn't work because I'd love them. So I think logically you, or at least I, have to go with be loved and not love them and just kind of, I mean, I think I'm going to develop like a pretty healthy hate for them over the course of years.
Yeah.
But I think I'm just gonna deal with it, and yeah. Man, this is a fucking downer. Like, why aren't we talking about poop or something? Like, that's...
We can't talk about poop all the time. I think it probably alienates some of our audience members. Joshua, where are you falling on?
Okay. Final question. I already know the answer to it, but I've gotta ask it just in case I can sneak the loophole in here.
There's no loophole.
Yeah.
Can I be a polygamist and marry a second wife that I love?
Oh my god, Joshua.
No! That's so lame.
That's
no.
Super lame.
You can't have your cake and eat it, too.
I had to try.
Yeah.
I think I stick with Chris on this one. I am getting loved by this woman.
Yeah.
And I am not loving her back, and I am not starting a side relationship because I want to at least try to be a decent fucking human being.
Like be a good neighbor.
Yeah, basically.
So to speak.
Danielle, I mean, we have guessed what you're going to decide, but is that is that confirmed?
Yeah.
Have you decided?
No, you know, I think I'm going to explore this whole having somebody love me and me not loving them situation.
Because you've been on the other side.
Because I've been on the other side.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. I have entire journals that I wrote about it. I'm not saying at this point that I would have a boyfriend or anything like that on the side.
You might have a sexy pool boy or something.
Yeah, I need one of those.
We need a pool first.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. No shit.
A sexy
right?
pool.
Not for the services pool. that pool boy would provide.
Yeah, I couldn't. God. I'm just trying to think of like what this man that would be like that loved me, but I don't love him. Like this poor, sad man that's in love with me. And I'm just kind of like, oh, well, we're spending the rest of our lives together. But I just don't feel that way about you.
I'm settling.
I am settling. Like I have this picture in my head and it's awful.
I just imagine Danielle like yelling in the back like, hey, pool boy's here. And I'm like looking out the back window like, yeah, that's still just a rocky hill in the backyard.
Right.
We still don't have a pool. Why does he keep coming over?
So weird.
Oh,
that's
poor
so
Joshua.
Weird.
See, if I thought about it in like the context of we're together and you don't love me or we're together and I don't love you, that makes it a little too real. Like, that is devastating to think about.
Oh, no. I mean, no, we didn't bring up anything like that. And Chris didn't
bring up any specifics
about
so
our
I'm
relationship because
I'm
that
imagining...
would just be too...
That's too much.
Be,
yeah. That's too difficult.
Close.
That's not...
Yeah, I'm just imagining this, you know, fantasy fake person.
Yeah, exactly. this fantasy person who's, you know, good enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're good enough, but not me.
Right.
Good enough. I mean, I probably have a fondness for him, but I just don't love him. So I guess I'll figure it out.
I'll try to
be nice to him in as much as I can.
I might get bored after a while and try and give her subtle hints, like give her a nickname, like, oh, I don't know what the nickname is, but it's like, oh, I settled for you, or you're like the. You know, the consolation prize or something like that. You know, just to...
Oh, no!
Because deep down, I really think, like, around this exterior of terrible, like, deep down, I've just got this nugget of hate that feeds everything. And
oh, my God, you're such a garbage person.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. And I think when I get bored, like, I just get off on the misery of others. And I think that'd be fine.
Yeah, I would not be using this to my advantage. But anyway. All right. Well, I guess we're all terrible, terrible people that don't want to suffer from unrequited love. So on that note, we will wrap it up. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed being in love and having them not love you back, or having them loving you and you just don't really care. Which would you choose? You can email us at tiertpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at tiertpodcast. You can pop on by our Facebook page and say hi at facebook.com/tiertpodcast. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on the show.